Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things there that will help you. You got the archives. You can listen to thousands of archives in categories under the Brain Trust, in the Brain Trust suites. Everybody's got their own suite, just like our good friend Janet Christie, who's with us right now. You can go back and find the things she's talked to us about over the years. You can read articles that I and the Brain Trust members have written. My knowledge base is there. The blog is there. Please subscribe to my newsletter while you're there as well. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Janet Christie is with us. She's the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business. Her website is leverageanddevelopment.com. We're talking about contracting, Janet. And so one of the things that maybe my audience knows, they've heard me say this before, you and I've talked about it some, and that's that every major corporation and every government, every major corporation that's a government contractor and every government agency has a certain number, by law, they have a certain number of certain percentage of the business they do has to be with a small business, don't they?
Yes, it is.
And they're further broken out by, to include disadvantaged and women-owned, right?
Yes.
Which could include veterans, could include... And I say, should they say disadvantage? That's just one of the designations. Veterans, minority, et cetera, right?
Yes. And every agency has its own way of looking at it. So they may use different wording. They may use different percentages. Some focus on one thing. Some focus on another. So, again, you can't just bid on projects and just throw in there the fact that you're a small business or woman-owned or veteran-owned and expect that to be an advantage. You have to understand what their requirements are.
Right. So if you don't have your cornflakes together, folks, or if you don't treat these people like human beings, you know, you don't try to develop a relationship, then that just because you are fit one of their criteria for one of their mandated percentages, that doesn't mean you're going to get the business. That, you know, here's a flash, folks. I'm sorry to hurt your feelings, but you're going to have some competition, right, Janet?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, when I first started doing this 9 or 10 years ago, the certifications and the goals for women, minority, veteran, small businesses had been around for a while, but it looked to me like it, you know, would probably die out, but I was very wrong. It has continued to increase, mm-hmm. and now... It's not like that is a differentiator, as it was in the beginning, 9 or 10 years ago. Now it is the norm. If you don't have it, it's like you're not even in the running.
So if I want to be a government, if I want to get government business from a contractor, from an agency, if I'm not trying to fit in anything, any particular cubbyhole except to be a small business, do I have to have any kind of certification?
No, you don't.
You just have to meet the guidelines for the bidding and but if I want to fit into another specific cubbyhole, like if I want to be qualified for the woman-owned or veteran or minority, one of those cubbyholes, I've got to be certified for that?
For in most cases, you do. Now, the federal government actually doesn't require a certification, but most of the time contractors who get the big contracts with them and would use you as a subcontractor, they normally do require some kind of certification because they want a third party to keep them out of trouble and
say, right.
we validate.
Mm-hmm. And how do you get that certification?
It depends on which one you want to get. And there's every state has a certification, and they have different requirements, but the basic requirements are you got to be 51% or more owned by whatever classification you're after, woman, veteran, minority, and you also have to run that business.
Right. You can't just be an absentee owner.
No. And as a matter of fact, when times get tough, that's when I see these companies coming to me because I've helped a lot of people get certified or determine if that would be of any benefit to them. They'll come to me and they'll say, you know, set up this new business and put my wife in charge of it, and so we can start getting all these government contracts. Well, first of all, they might not be missing contracts just because they're not woman-owned, mm-hmm. so we have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And second, you can't just set her up in business. She's got to invest, and for some men, it's a little tough to make their wife the president and they be the vice president.
Well, I can't imagine what kind of a situation would cause that, yeah.
And sometimes they'll just walk away from it at that point. But also, she's got to know something about the business, and she's got to make the decisions and have...
She's going to have to show up and present herself, isn't she? Or
yes.
Or whoever, the veteran or whatever. So talk to us about, and we got about 45 seconds left. What are the final thoughts on let's wrap this up and leave it with a final thought on this.
Well, don't try to be something you're not. Don't say that you can do something if you don't have the equipment to do it. I mean, believe it or not, people do that all the time, thinking that when they get paid for the project, they run out and buy the equipment.
Right.
That won't work. That won't fly. Don't try to be woman or minority owned if you're not. Don't try to set up a new business. Just go after it in the way mm-hmm. that suits your small business, because you may not lose it because
you
you're
might
a
not
woman
need
owned.
You might not need that.
No.
Yeah. Well said. Leverageanddevelopment.com, folks. If you need help with that, Janet can help you with your government contracting certification and bidding and all that sort of thing. Janet, thanks again for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me on.
Janet Christie with a Y. Gonna take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassing, Game 29 After. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.